This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Friday, the 17th of June. I'm Alex Ritson. Time for a look now at what's been happening on the US financial markets. And Apple shares closed down after Beijing's patent regulator ordered Apple to stop selling its iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus in the city because it claims Apple's design too closely resembles that of a Chinese phone. That dragged the Dow Jones lower. Chris Lowe from FTN Financial gave me his take on the decision.
It's a remarkable thing. You know, obviously, whether we believe it or not is immaterial. The critical thing from investors' thinking is that China is the most important, fastest-growing market for Apple phones. The Chinese have actually suspended the decision for now, which is modestly good news. But
so Apple can keep on selling phones there for the moment?
They can sell them there for the moment. The question is, will Chinese consumers buy them until this is resolved for good?
Last question. Brexit. Markets seem to be going up and down with the opinion polls. Is that going to... is everyone looking forward to next Thursday now?
I think we're all looking forward to next Thursday, mostly because we want to stop worrying about this and know the answer. The market was actually up, at least initially this morning, on a terrific Citibank report, which pointed out that there's still a good solid 15% of the population undecided. And when undecideds go into a voting booth, if it's a momentous vote, they tend to go with the status quo. And as a result, looking at all of these polls showing the possibility, at least, of leave, Citi says we ought to add at least 7 or 8 percentage points to the other side. It's, I think, a fairly compelling argument. But what's interesting is risk assets, which were up quite a bit early this morning, in general, they faded all day.
Chris Lowe at FTN Financial. So the Dow down 0.3% by the close to 17,675. London's main share index, the FTSE, up 1.2% on the day at 60.21.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.